Feel Sorry. Now, it's a Surrey charity helping other community projects in the county.
This grant has been a lifesaver this week. We have started cooking fresh meals daily 2 weeks ago, and we've gone from 100 meals to over 700 a day already, and that's on the increase. And that's going out to our elderly and vulnerable and those that are needing to self-isolate, and also those that have sadly lost jobs due to being not able to go out to work at the moment. So having this emergency grant has really helped us to increase the demands and support our volunteers.
That's the Community Foundation for Surrey. They've now raised over £1 million since they began their coronavirus response fund. And Jim Glover is their chair. Morning to you, Jim. How are you?
Morning, Leslie. Fine, thank you. And isn't that great news ahead of Surrey Day?
Oh, so good. And this is the thing, is this is what makes Surrey so special, is the people in it, the community effort. So tell us about this fund. How does it work?
Well, the Community Foundation for Surrey has been around 15 years now, Leslie, and its job is to act as a catalyst, really, and bring together the thousands of brilliant grassroots charities we've got with the support that's available to them from our magnificent donors. And really, we all know how serious this situation is. That's beyond doubt. 5 weeks ago, the only question was how would our community respond? And I have to say, local donors, the charities have just been absolutely magnificent.
Yeah.
So we've been able to help them over this initial period of real crisis, so to make sure they can continue. Their services are going to be even in more demand as we look forward. So we've only just started the campaign, but £1 million in 5 weeks, absolutely brilliant.
We've
got 600,000 out in awards. It's terrific.
So tell us about those magnificent donors then. What type of people have been digging deep?
Well, I tell you, the of the million, roughly 700,000 of that has come from local donors. And these are donors who've been with us over those 15 years, who've responded immediately to the emergency appeal, but also many new donors, many going onto the website and looking at how they can respond through Virgin Giving. And also, I have to say, hats off to them, our friends at Surrey County Council, who've also got right on board with us. And the other 300,000 comes from something called the National Emergencies Trust Appeal, which was set up by the government. And we act as their agent in Surrey to get some of that money to our local charities.
So how many groups have you been able to support now, Jim?
Well, the awards so far, and there are many more being processed at the moment, amount to about £600,000, and it's over 120 groups. It's difficult to know how many beneficiaries there would be, but we estimate in the region of 90,000 people have been helped, vulnerable people, people in isolation. So, you know, really, ahead of Surrey Day, I cannot think of a better thing to say to our county and everyone in it. You've been magnificent.
Amazing stuff. And also, it's important to point out groups can reapply, can't they?
Indeed, they can, Leslie. And many groups, of course, have lost all of their fundraising activities because many of them rely on marathons, on special events, on bringing people together. All of that has stopped. So we've got to make sure that these charities can survive and provide their magnificent services over the next few months. So, as I say, we've got to keep going on this and we've got to make sure that everyone is enthused. I have no doubt whatsoever that we'll get a continuing great response.
No. And anybody listening who is interested, how can they get in touch?
Oh, that's easy. Just go online to our website. It's CF Surrey. That's for Community Foundation Surrey. cfsurrey.org.uk. And it's all on the very first page. You can apply for a grant. If you're one of these great charities, you can give to your community in a longer term, but very importantly, you can also immediately give to the coronavirus response fund, and we will make sure that we rapidly get it where it's needed.
Oh, great. So it's always good talking to you, Jim, but that is just fantastic news. Thank you so much and keep up the good work.
We will. Together we all can.
That's Jim Glover, chair of the Community Foundation for Surrey. So let's catch up now then with one of the groups to be awarded a £5,000 grant. This is Oakleaf Enterprises, and Clive Stone is their chief executive and joins me now. Morning to you, Clive.
Good morning.
So tell us about Oakleaf Enterprises. What are you? Where are you based? What do you do?
So we're based in Guildford. We are a charity that works with adults who have mental health problems, and we provide an enormous range of wellbeing activities and training and vocational training. So quite a raft of things across Guildford, Waverley and a little bit of Surrey Heath.
Right. So the £5,000 then, what will that money actually go towards?
Well, the first thing we needed to do when all this happened was start shifting a lot of our services to online, because they were all delivered face-to-face in person. So we needed to set up a number of systems to make that happen. And that £5,000 went immediately to that, setting up that process, which was fantastic. And CFS was so quick in their response. It was really inspirational for us to get the sort of major fundraising effort going, because as Jim said, there's going to be such a difference this year with every charity's fundraising, because it's been affected and will continue to be affected with things like events, to a degree the community, but also corporate support we're going to see suffer as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big difference, and certainly whilst this is going on, we're seeing referrals rise. We already had 300 clients that we were working with every week, and we're seeing referrals going up and up and up at the moment. And I've no doubt that when all this returns to some degree of normality, whatever that is, those referrals are going to increase even more, because I think people's mental health has been dramatically affected during this period and is going to be afterwards.
Yes, absolutely. You're quite right. And so, and this £5,000, as lovely as it is, it's only going to go so far. So how can others help?
Well, I guess it's the same old thing for charities, really. It's money, 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 unfortunately. You know, to deliver the services that we need to put out there every year costs us about £900,000 a year. So, we're looking at a substantial shortfall this year, predicted with a fundraising budget. So anybody can make any donation, small or large. We're not discriminate to Oakleaf Enterprise. So we're based in Guildford. They can find us on our website, which is oakleaf-enterprise.org. Get in touch.
Great.
We're running events online. We've got various pub quizzes and a music festival coming up in May, various things that we're going to do and are doing at the moment. So anybody that can support us to help adults who are really suffering at this moment, I think they're sort of, if you already have mental health problems, a sort of sense of isolation and increased obsessive compulsive disorder in times like this are going to be really challenging.
Yeah, quite. And thank you so much for the work that you're doing there at Oakleaf Enterprises, Clive. Really important stuff. Clive Stone, Chief Executive.